This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Welcome to 60 Countries in 60 Minutes, a podcast series based on the 60 countries I visited in my first 60 years. I'm that blind woman, Julie Woods, and alongside me is my husband and artist, Ron Esplin.
Welcome, listening public.
Are you out there? Yes, they are. And in these 6 10-minute episodes, we are going to cover my life and travels so far. This is podcast 4 and decade 4 from 1996 to 2005. What is the illustration for this podcast, Ron?
It's an illustration of your house in Lothian Street, Maori Hill, Dunedin, and your first home. You visited no new countries in this decade, although you did take your first trip as a totally blind woman to Australia. You went blind in March 1997 due to inflammation of the retina. You were 31 years of age, married with two boys, aged 3 and 1. All your vision would reveal was moving shapes and high contrasting shadows. You could no longer drive, read print, or get outside your own front gate. You asked for help at what is now known as Blind Low Vision New Zealand, and they sent you many instructors up to teach you how to pour a cup of tea, use a telephone, and how to use your white cane safely. You were asked to go cross-country skiing by the recreation officer, to which you said, no. Mark left in June 2001, and the same month you said, why not? To do you want to learn Braille? You fell in love with Braille, went on to sit and pass your Braille proficiency certificate, and landed a role as Braille Literacy Coordinator, a national role promoting Braille and its application in life. You refereed your first game of nude touch rugby in 2004. Then I came along, moving into 7 Lothian Street and becoming stepfather to the two boys, now aged 12 and 10. So we've mentioned about going blind, but what were your experiences of going blind, Julie?
I think the biggest thing, Ron, was what you've already touched on about asking for help. And when I became partially sighted, there was no one that I could ask for help. And when I went blind, there was this organisation, now known as Blind Low Vision NZ, that I could ask for help. And they taught me so many things. And I walked through the door of an organisation where it was okay not to see. And when the world was saying or telling me there were things that I couldn't do, Blind Low Vision NZ said to me, what do you want to do? And I think I met other blind people who could do the things I thought I couldn't. And there was staff at the organisation that taught me to learn to pour a cup of tea, to butter a piece of bread and put jam on it, to learning how to touch type, how to use speech software on my computer. They taught me Braille. Just the world was open to me to learn how to do things in new ways because my sight no longer worked. But my other senses, my smell, my hearing, my taste, my touch, they still worked. And I used them to adapt to my new way of being and interact with the things around me.
You're such a positive person, Julie. So I was surprised when you said no to going cross-country skiing. What happened there?
Well, I think it was just a bit out there for me for where I was at, Ron. And I said no based on fear and ignorance because I didn't even know what cross-country skiing was. And I thought something might happen to me, might fall over, bunch of blind people, that's a bit random. And I caught myself that night on the couch and I thought, hang on a minute, Julie, what kind of blind person are you going to make if you turn down opportunities that come your way? From that moment on, if anyone asks me to do something new, rather than say no, I would say, why not?
Oh, well done. You fell in love with Braille, which was fortunate. What made you love Braille so much?
Well, it was being able to read again with my fingers, because my sense of touch worked. Where my eyes had let me down, my fingers didn't. And it was being able to read again, reconnected with the written word. But it was also the story of Louis Braille, the little French boy who crept into his father's workshop and had an accident with a sharp tool and went blind. And I just thought, wow, if he could do that after going blind, what could I do?
Well, we got caught by surprise a little bit when you said that you were refereeing the nude touch rugby game. How did that come about?
That came about because I said, why not? And Blind Low Vision NZ was the recipient charity for a match that was being played in Dunedin before a rugby test match between the All Blacks and England. And it was organised by a guy called Ralph Davies, and he approached Blind Low Vision NZ to see not only if they would be happy to be recipient charity of any funds that were raised, but did they have a blind person who would like to be a referee? And that was me.
Well, I must say, it was a time of change for yourself and for me, and I moved in at the same time. What was it like having another guy there getting in the way?
Well, when you moved in, Ron, I had to move the piano out, but I think it was a good move. It was lovely to have you come and join the three of us. By now, the boys and I were a tight team of three, so when I look back, I probably think you had to nudge your way in there and, you know, find your own role, I guess.
Mm.
I suppose I could ask you, what was it like for you?
Well, I loved the boys as I do now, and I certainly had similar emotions when I moved in with you, Julie. So it seemed to be a positive move.
Yeah, well, we went into it wanting to make it work, and we did. And it was exciting, really exciting for them, having a male role model. A strong male role model was really important for the boys, and you carried on to do that. And, of course, you do that to this day. And I think it's really positive. I remember when you started to get a bit sort of Sergeant Major-ish, I remember pulling you aside and saying, all I want you to do is to teach them how to treat a woman.
Well, that worked very well. And I obviously fulfilled that requirement. Thank you, Julie, for your encouragement.
Well, you did, because they've both grown up to be lovely partners to their people that are in their lives. So thank you for coming into our life and into our house and being part of our family, which you are.
And visiting 42 countries with you in this next decade.
Wow, that's right. You've let the cat out of the bag.
You went to a count of 50.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's coming up in our next episode. You've been listening to 60 Countries in 60 Minutes with Julie Woods, That Blind Woman, and Ron Esplin. If you'd like to send me an email, you can do so by sending it to julie@thatblindwoman.co.nz or to Ron at ronesplinartist@gmail.com. This has been episode 4, and we look forward to you joining us for episode 5. Thank you. I'm That Blind Woman, Julie Woods, proud sponsor of 60 Countries in 60 Minutes. After going blind in 1997, I said why not so many times, I am now a professional speaker, author, advocate and coach. If you're looking for someone to help you or your team turn your no into why not, then why not send me an email to julie@thatblindwoman.co.nz or phone or call me on 021 913 513. Why not?
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.